Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we're going to conclude our little series on Zechariah and the way in which God called him to be the father of John the Baptist, and his wife Elizabeth will be a massive, massive friend to Mary, who has had her own news of a baby to be born, even God the Son. Well, we left our last program with the understanding that Zechariah, who's been dumb for 9 months, is now able to speak. What I notice very much about the song that is recorded for us in the remaining verses 67 to 80, I notice that Zechariah's walk with God is vibrant. I find this very challenging and very helpful, because you could feel, after 9 months of not being able to talk, he could have felt bitter with God. He could have had all sorts of questions. His faith could have totally diminished, and he could be saying things like, well, you know, if God's doing this sort of thing, I don't know that I want to know him anymore. But we thank God that even when things are hard and difficult and we don't understand, it's always right, it's always good to hang on to God, to look to God. And what I noticed is that Zechariah is going to come out of this stronger in his walk with God, more fervent. His song indicates the plan of God, which was always to send a Messiah, one who would redeem his people, one who would be a saviour, one who would be the fulfilment of what was promised to Abraham all those years before. And Zechariah goes on to refer to his son, John, as the prophet of the Most High, the one who will prepare the way of the Lord. Now again, you have to be really close to God to prophesy about your children. Your sentiment, your emotion might love to prophesy about your children, but there's always a danger that there's emotion involved in it, and personal involvement can raise the question, are you really hearing from God or not? But again, I'm impressed with Zechariah's ability to walk with God and to understand who his son is. This isn't someone inflating things because it's my boy. This is someone truly hearing from God. Look at what he says. He's going to give the people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. He's going to be like a light shining in the darkness. He's going to be one who guides people into the path of peace. This is a wonderful ministry that John will have. I like again the fact that the prophecy says to give his people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. You know, that's very important, because we're very tempted to think that John the Baptist just convicted people of sin, that he just told people how sinful they were, how wicked they were, how rebellious they were to God. Repent, repent, repent was his constant message. But I believe this is giving us an insight which is most important. John the Baptist didn't preach repentance just to make people feel guilty and terrible and fear the wrath of God. He preached repentance so that people would turn to God, and so that people would find forgiveness, find light in their darkness, find peace in the shadow of death, find the presence of God in their sinful world. So Zechariah has just had a wonderful revelation, and John eventually will step into this role. He will prepare the way for the Lord Jesus. He will preach truth. He will bring light into the darkness. He will do what the Word of God says he will do. We must pause for some worship, and then my good friend Patrick will join me, and we'll reflect together on this song of Zechariah.
What a friend is faithful and true. What a friend I found. He has never let me down.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the final few verses from Luke chapter 1, Zechariah's song that we read from verse 67 of Luke chapter 1. Just take us back. Over the last few programmes, we've been looking at this whole story, starting with Zechariah and how he was promised that he would have a child with Elizabeth. But tell us a little bit about Zechariah and who he was. Just remind us.
Yes, he is a man who is considered righteous before God because in a sinful world, he's trying to do things right. He's a priest, and as a priest, he takes very seriously his role of interceding before God and interceding on behalf of the people. And he comes into our story at a time when his division of the priesthood was given these special duties of going into the innermost place in the temple.
So I suppose the reason I asked about Zechariah and who he was really looking at what's become known as Zechariah's song that we're looking at here, a remarkably eloquent song that shows a knowledge and understanding of God's purposes, which is really quite extraordinary.
I think it is, and I think, as I mentioned, having come out of this 9 months of being dumb, it's extra commendable, I feel, that his walk with God is intact. He has not gone off the rails. Somehow, these things have perhaps become more important, more deep in his life. And that's definitely expressed in the song.
I mean, there's one or two lines that do really jump out to me. As you mentioned, the mention of salvation, that this child will prepare the way for someone who will bring salvation. And in John the Baptist, that's exactly what we saw, isn't it?
Very much so. He is encouraging people to repent in order that they are in the right place of heart and mind to receive the Saviour.
The passage ends in verse 80 with the child grew and became strong in spirit and lived in the desert until he appeared publicly to Israel. Just occurs to me that Zechariah and Elizabeth were both very old, way past the age of childbearing, so possibly they died fairly on in his life. And you wonder, you know, what happened to John as he grew up as a boy and then to a man.
Yes, that I think that's good. I've also wondered that. Did they ever see John preaching down by the River Jordan? Did they ever see Jesus? We just don't know. It's very possible they didn't. But then that makes their role all the more precious, to be preparing the way for the one who would see Jesus and speak of who Jesus is.
So over the last few weeks, we've gone through Luke chapter 1, quite remarkable story of what happened before Jesus was born. Are there things in particular that stand out that we can learn from these events, do you think?
Well, I think it's important that we do understand God answers prayer. He may not answer it anywhere near as quickly as we would like, but he has heard, he will answer prayer. I think it's also important to see that very ordinary people can be caught up in God's extraordinary purposes. These are just nobodies, just normal, simple people, Elizabeth, Zechariah, but God's got something in his plan for them to participate in. And God's got things in his plans that he would love to include us in if we have the same heart and mind that these dear folk had.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.